Thank you, Craig. And I know as someone who spends a lot of time up here in Saskatoon during training camp, it's a really exciting announcement for all of us. As Craig mentioned, we would not be able to do this without the support of many people in this room, and one of them is Tourism Saskatchewan in the province of Saskatchewan. And to speak on their behalf, I wish to call up the Honourable Ken Cheveldayoff, Minister of Advanced Education.
Well, thank you very much, Ariel, and it's great to see a room full of football fans, Husky fans, Hilltop fans, Rider fans, and it's a great time of year. I don't know if you were like me, but when you get up here, it's one of the most beautiful views in the province. When you look out and you see the beautiful University of Saskatchewan campus, and at this time of year, I was talking to Coach Fleury earlier, and he said, you know, when it gets a little crisp at night, you get that football feeling, and I certainly do, as being a former Husky, and having that opportunity to play on campus here, it's wonderful. And so I'm going to keep all my remarks football themed today. I've got my colleague here, Terry Jensen, Minister of Social Services. We just came back from Elk Ridge, and we have our Sask Party retreat there. But when Brad Wall was premier, you know, we'd have a long day of work, and we have a big buffet, and you know, you'd all be full, and then Brad would say, okay, we're going to go play football outside, you know. So we all, you know, what the premier says, but we do, so we go out and we play. But every year, somebody went to the hospital. I'm not kidding. Everett Hindley ran into a tree. Somebody else ran into Gene Mikowski, which is like running into a tree. Don McMorris pulled something and was off to Prince Albert there. So, but we still continued on and on. But this year we didn't, so we're all good. Great to see Doug Hodson here, and Greg Ewell, and Scott Banda. And Scott, I don't get a chance to poke fun at him very often, but he and I played together six-man football with the Blaine Lake Comets, if you can believe that. You betcha. And there are some pictures around, and I think we both had a perm at that time or something like that. So we don't circulate those willingly around. But it's great to be here at this time of year with more exciting news for our city, and it's great to see Mayor Block here, and thank you, Craig, for the introduction. I want to bring greetings on behalf of Premier Scott Moe, who's a big Rider fan and football fan and couldn't be with us here today, and Minister Alana Ross as well, our Minister of Parks, Culture and Sport. It's great to join our team, our partners from Discover Saskatoon. I know Steph wasn't able to be here because, wouldn't you know it, she went and got married yesterday. So she's a little busy, but we wish her well also. I'm thrilled that in May 2026, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders will be bringing the green and white to Griffith Stadium and the University of Saskatchewan for a preseason game. Craig, that was a wonderful announcement that you just made, and now we see the logic behind it with the Argos, and I think you'll be fair to season ticket holders, and it'll be an exciting opportunity. As one of those season ticket holders for both the Huskies and the Riders, and one of those that sometimes drives those late night drives listening to the radio broadcasts and seeing all the red lights come from Regina to Saskatoon, and it's always a great opportunity. The Rough Riders are more than just a football team, of course. They're part of our provincial identity. While playing in Regina at the beautiful Mosaic Stadium, that is their home turf, having them play in Saskatoon is a rare and special opportunity, and maybe one of many opportunities in the future. It means from fans from Saskatoon and surrounding areas can be part of the action. Whether you're Husky fans or Hilltop fans or high school fans or minor football league fans, cheering on their team in person and experiencing the excitement of Rider Nation right here in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. This will be the first Riders preseason game in Saskatoon since 1991. And we expect Griffith Stadium and Nutrien Park to be packed. With football fans, the game promises to be a truly remarkable experience and will draw those from near and far to enjoy the action. And you will be very close up when you sit in our stadium. Tourism spending in Saskatchewan reached nearly $3 billion in 2024. Exciting events such as this contribute to the economic well-being and I truly believe this, the quality of life of people here in Saskatchewan. This is what we do well in Saskatoon, whether it's the Canadian Country Music Awards or the World Juniors or the Brier or something like this. We truly do it well here in our great city. This is more than a football game. It's a celebration of community pride, provincial unity, and a shared love of the game that brings our province together. 2026 is going to be an exciting year for our city and our province. Earlier this year, the mayor and myself and Discover Saskatoon, we had an opportunity to announce the Canadian Country Music Awards coming here in 2026. And now this game just adds to that excitement. We can't wait to cheer loud for the Rider Nation right here in Saskatoon in May of 2026. So to the Riders, to Craig and your team, thank you for giving us this opportunity. And on behalf of the government of Saskatchewan, we very much enjoy being your partner in this and maybe some other things to come. Thank you.